Congressional action ordering federal court intervention into the case of Terri Schiavo has legal scholars buzzing. The last-ditch, late-night effort brings up a number of issues, whether Congress went too far by passing a bill that helps a particular individual whose case has already been heard by numerous courts, and whether Congress can and should order the judicial branch to take the kind of case usually decided by state courts. Some scholars say the case blurs the lines between federal and state authority. Donald Downs is a professor of law and politics at the UW-Madison.
This does seem to be a state matter, so there might even be a case to be made that this goes beyond Congress's power in general. There's just no federal authority for Congress to get involved in a case like this, you know, unless there's federal funding involved or some sort of direct connection to the federal government.
Critics concerned about privacy have chided Congress for getting involved in what they call a personal family matter. Continued medical support for the severely brain-damaged Schiavo was in part an ethical dispute. But Down says morality, legality, and politics often go hand in hand. He compares it to the moral controversy over drug doping in professional baseball, which prompted U.S. lawmakers to hold hearings.
There's a real issue here. There's a lot at stake morally and legally, but there's also a lot of sort of political advantages being taken by different sides in this as well.
The extraordinary intervention by Congress into what many consider judicial matters comes from a predominantly conservative Congress. Typically, conservatives tend to champion federalism, a more hands-off approach that acknowledges state power. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.